Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just want you to know that you are tuned into a live digital praise and worship church experience. And this is not pre-recorded, but this is coming to you live, digital devices. Hallelujah. And as I have far stated, your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And your digital cast dial is the Old Ship of Zion. And if you have any prepositions at the conclusion of this program, hallelujah, you will be prompted which to call in with your prepositions. If you have any testimony of miracles that God has worked in your life, we welcome your testimony. So now we're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones. May it have been in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 12 hours, last 30 minutes ago, seconds ago. And we do this to let you know, hallelujah, that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. And that God is with you during your bleakest hour, during your devastating moment. Hallelujah. God has prayer warriors and pilgrims, men and women, boys and girls, old and young, rich and poor, that are praying constantly around the clock for each and every one that are under the sound of my vocal cord. So I just want God to reestablish your joy and bring restoration, happiness back into your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And just know that when you saw only two set of footprints versus four, that was when God spiritually carried you. Hallelujah. And God is going to continually to carry you. Just look to the hills which cometh your help. Because we know that our help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. So I will be with you an hour. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go into an opening prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on this morning of your love, unmeasured God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Hallelujah, God. You told us when you went away, God, that you went to prepare a place for us, God. And when you return, you would receive us unto yourself, God. But until that day is upon us, God, we will continue moving in your will and in your way, God, moving upward and onward. Hallelujah, doing what you have instructed us to do, God, without wavering, God, telling the goodness of Jesus to all that will listen, all that have an ear to hear what thus says the Lord, all that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And God, we will continue moving from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims marching through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words, hallelujah, of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the cathedral, church of God, say amen and amen. All right. So now, hallelujah, it looks like we're moving on pretty good on this morning. I'm just so happy to come before you once again by the means of airway and digital devices. You know, we're living in a digital world, and digital is the way. So I want to just encourage you, guests and first-time listeners, Kingdom family, kinship family, business colleagues, and all of you that are listening on this morning, I want to welcome you to the Old Ship of Zion Digital Praise and Worship Church Experience, where your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. If you have any prepositions at the conclusion of this program, you are prompted to call into the studio dial-up prayer request line. And Overseer Ward will be just delighted to touch and agree with your prepositions that you have laid at the foot of God, and that God will bring it to its fruition. If you have any testimonies that God has worked in your life, maybe God has able you to get married, God has blessed you with your own business establishment, God has blessed you to conceive a child after many years of unsuccessful childbearing, God has blessed you now with a baby. Maybe God has given you a raise on your job. God has blessed you with a new home, a new automobile. Maybe God has blessed you and your family to come together, being separated for many years. Whatever your testimony might be, we will be eager to hear from you at the conclusion of this program. So now, hallelujah, without any further ado, we're going to take you right now on in to a live program, hallelujah, that's already in progression right now. And we're going to take our theme on this morning. And our theme on this morning entitled Christ, the Ultimate Answer. And we know in today's world in which we live, hallelujah, we know that everything is going down at a speed like no other. I tell you, so much going on at every angle, at every time. I mean, you just look all around you and you can see that is unrest, is turmoil on every hand. We see that the devil is moving by the power that he possesses. Not that he can't be stopped, but he can. When God get good and ready, God can make Lucifer get back and behave. But in the meanwhile, and in the meantime, the devil is killing on a killing spree like never before, I think, have we witnessed in many, many years. And I think I was reading in the news a couple of days ago, I believe it's Chicago, I believe, if I am not mistaken. If I'm mistaken, please forgive me. But I think this is probably in the 800 or 900 death in that city since 2018. This is our new year. And the devil is taking out people left and right, right and left. See, the devil don't care anything about you and I. His ultimate MO, and that is motive of operation. The gospel of Jesus tell us that Lucifer, Satan, our adversary, comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. You might say, overseer, war, destroy what? Destroy your mind, destroy your joy, destroy your contentment, destroy your peace, destroy your family ties, destroy your marriage. He's a home wrecker. Destroy your sons and daughters. So whatever, destroy your church membership. See, he comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He never rests. He don't take vacations. He don't take lunch breaks. So he's busy 24/7, 365, and if it's a leap year, 366 days. He's busy seeking out whom he may fool, trick in his devilish playground. Him and his little baby children, the Bible calling his imps. They are his workers. They work on the sideline like ants, like you have the queen ant, then you have the king, and then you have the workers to supply the food to the queen bee. That's the same way the enemy works. He works in groups. He don't work alone, but he have helpers in his vineyard of chaos, in his vineyard of destruction. Hallelujah. So we know that in this hour in which we live, we need Christ, because he is our ultimate answer. And the Bible tells us that my God shall supply all of my needs and all of your needs and our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Philippians 4:19. You might ask, Overseer Ward, what does everyone have in common? The answer is simple. Rich or poor, black or white, young or old, everyone has problems. We know that behind every smile, mine, yours, and ours, are the bitterness of life. We all face issues we wish we could solve or avoid. The newspaper advice columns attest to the variety of questions you and I, us, we as humans face on a daily basis, ranging from, does he really love me? Does God really love me? Or getting along with a meddling in-law, or dealing with a family member, alcoholic addiction. Some problems are relatively trivial, that they are temporary, serious only to the person facing them. But you and I and us, we all struggle with bigger and more long-term poisons to one degree or another. Our three concerns are universal. The problem of suffering. We know that very few of us are immune from suffering of some type. We find out that centuries ago, a wealthy, respected man called Job lost his business, lost his wealth, lost his health, and most of his family in a matter of days. It was cold comfort to hear, yet man is born to trouble. As his sparks fly upward in the law of Job 5 and 7, whether it is millions of starving in different parts of the world, we find out that a child with a dreadful disease, a lingering illness, a bitter conscience, a major regret, a serious loss, suffering of one sort or another, and is everywhere. Sometimes we blame ourselves, often we blame God. We wonder why he allows bad things to happen to good people. Is there an answer to the problem of suffering? Find out that the problem of sin, the word sin and guilt, both have I in the middle of them. Sin occurs when we ignore God's law and live for number one, and that is you and I and us, rather than for God. Therefore, for others, God, our Maker, has given us command that we fail to keep. We think wrong thoughts, speak wrong words, and do wrong deeds. Although we may be respectable in the world's eye, our hearts are really at enmity with God. If there were no sin in the world, there would be no wars or starvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. There would be no need to lock yours and mine's in our homes and our cars. No fear in the streets. No pornography or smutty television and arguments. Lost tempers or no divorce, drunkenness, violence, AIDS, abortions, crime would be unknown. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know sin is definitely a problem for all of us. But I want to answer the question that you might be asking. Is there an answer to it? Jesus is our answer. We know that 100 out of every 100 babies born will eventually die. It is the ultimate statistics. Life rapidly rolls by. Time is short. Our years have been likened to a vapor in the law of Psalms 39 and 5. To grass or flower. Psalms 103 and 15, Isaiah 40 and 7, all are here today but gone tomorrow. When the news goes around that you have gone, what will be your destination? What happens when a person dies? The Bible teaches you and I and us. Is it appointed for men to die? And once, but after this, the judgment. In the law of Hebrews 9 and 27, you might ask, why do people go jogging? Or take vitamins, tablets, have regular medical checkups. We find out behind it all is a fear of death. Everything we achieve on earth, may it be fame, fun, fortune, friends, it has to be left behind. Much we leave in our will. We'll leave everything the world values. The only item we will take with us is a record of life we have lived, and what we have done with Jesus Christ. How different the world would be if only there was an answer to the problem of sin and suffering and death. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ is the answer. He is our solution for what ails you and I and us. May it be spiritual, may it be physically. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus is the ultimate answer. Only one man who never needed to face the problem of suffering, sin, and death has ever been born into this world. That man, my friend, was Jesus Christ, who cares for you and I and us. All of our problems, he can help us cope with them. His love was so great that he left heaven and came to earth as a man. God had every right to wash his hands of the world that was in rebellious against him. But instead he came to deal with our sins, suffering and death. We find out that Jesus was born to a young woman from ultimate humble and suffering, surrounding the end of suffering world. Enemy-occupied country. Arriving not in a palace, well-equipped maternity ward. Instead, since there was no room in the inn, he was laid in a manger. His early months were spent as a refugee in Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod the Great, who feared the coming of the King of the Jews. Rather than turning aside from suffering, Jesus purposely went to the outcast and underdog, though the religious and political leader did not want him. The common people heard him gladly. Jesus sought out the sick and the dying, and his touch brought healing and deliverance. He went to the bereaved, and he wept at the grave of a friend. He spoke to those all others scorned, yet he knew what it was like to have one disciple doubt him, another deny him, and a third betray him. Those who forsook all to follow him would forsake him and flee when the road got rough. On the cross, the Savior hung naked, his back beaten, his beard plucked out, a ring of thorns crowns his head. Nails pierced his hands and feet. Blood and spitter poured down his side. The physical, mental agony he bore was great. Something more important was happening. Jesus was choosing to carry on his own shoulders the wrong of the world. In those hours, even God turned away from his dearly beloved Son. Can anyone's suffering be worse than that? Jesus totally identified himself with all forms of human suffering. Because of what Christ did for you and us, you can find comfort. So you are encouraged on this morning. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That scripture reading is coming out of the Gospel of Peter. 1 Peter, that is, 5 and 7. Christ never sinned. He never blushed with shame. He never needed to seek forgiveness. He had no open or secret faults. Those close to him said he was without sin. Even his enemies could not find no fault in him. Yet Jesus came into the world to deal with the sin of the world. Christ identified with our suffering, but he also paid the price for our sin. Jesus' disciple Peter said, "But Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." In the Gospel of 1 Peter 3 and 18, when Christ was on the cross, Christ took all the sins of all time and laid it on Jesus, took the punishment for it, so that we might be forgiven and set free. Jesus did not come into the world for good people. He would never have found any. He came into the world for sinners, who included all of us, because Christ dealt with the problem of sin by bearing it all in his own body on the cross. He offers forgiveness, the opportunity for mankind to return to God's family. Christ, who never sinned, need never have died. He said, "No man can take my life from me. I have the power to lay my life down, and I have the power to take it up again." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 10 and 19. As we have seen in previous messages, Jesus deliberately set his face toward the place of his death and became the sacrificial lamb. Christ chose to be born, though he was born to die. He chose to die willingly. He went through the valley of death for you and I and us. Christ was buried, but 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He is alive right now. He is able to deal with yours and mine and our problem of death by giving his resurrection life to you and I and us. I want to encourage you on this morning. to find Christ as your answer in life's greatest needs, there must be a response to his love. You too must claim, hallelujah, the prize, the marvelous gift that God offered to all people. Christians are those who have come to a moment when they completely accept Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. The Bible calls this conversion. As soon as someone is converted, Christ began to deal with him with three main problems in that personal life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Jesus dealt with your suffering. Jesus never promised Christians an easy ride through life. In fact, he said, if anyone desired to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of gospel of Matthew 16 and 24. And we know that to follow Christ is to swim against the world's tides. The Lord Jesus promised to be always with us. Those who trust him, he is your joy, a very present help in the time of trouble. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalm 46 and 1. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that there was an individual that was in prison for brutally treated in a Ravens truck concentration camp during World War II. Before dying, the individual said of her oldest sister, if ever you get out of this place, go and tell the world that no matter how deep the pit, he is deeper still. Far from being an insurance policy against difficulties, we find out that Christianity is your guarantee to God's grace, even if you cannot explain why you are the one who is having to suffer. You cannot understand all there is to know about suffering, but you can know that it is possible through it all to experience God's peace, his answer to the problem of suffering. Christ dealt with yours and mine and our sins. God never made the world to be as it is. Christ, hallelujah, made the world to be a sinless world. But when sin entered the world, then God had to go to Calvary Mountain to die for yours and mine and our sin. We know that sin is the basis cause of all of our problems. When you ask Christ to be your Savior and your Lord, be immediately forgiven for all of your sins. All the wrong that you have ever done is removed. Says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Search the gospel of Isaiah 1 and 18. We find out that a lifetime of sin can be cleansed in less than an instant. When you trust Christ, you find that your desires change. You receive a new power to be able to overcome sin. Once you may have run after sin, now you run away from it. As years of Christian living unfold, God continue his work in you and I and us to make you and I and us more like Christ. Hallelujah. We know that this work is completed in heaven. On earth, the Christian is freed from the penalty and power of sin. In heaven, the Christian is also freed from sin present forever. God's answer to the problem of sin is his pardon. Christ dealt with yours and mine and our sin when he went to the cross. He dealt with it with his death. For the Christian, death is not a tragic end or a loss of all things. In this moment of conversion, God disposes of our past and henceforth directs yours and mine and our future. Eventually, Christ will deliver you and I and us from death. A Christian need not fear life's end because Christ died to deal with the sting of death, which is sin, and he rose again, hallelujah, to give his lasting present in life, death, and eternity. Though we deserve hell, God promised heaven to all who turn from sin and repent, trusting Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. We find out that the answer of sorrow and death is God's present. Hallelujah. So what you and I and us do with Christ matters for all eternity. It is vital that you and I and us get right with God and start to live for him by submitting every part of your being to him. Then you will discover Christ to be the answer to your problems of suffering, sin, and death. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Hallelujah. And that is our faith in the gospel of 1 John 5:4. And so, before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, Jesus, to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah, to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. So right now, before we go into our second phase of our live digital praise and worship church experience, we would like to open the studio dial-up prayer request line. So you are welcome to dial in right now with your prayer petition, and Overseer Ward will touch and agree that God will bring your prayer petition to its fruition. God say any two or three that are touch and agree, if what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. So it don't take a multitude of people to get a prayer through to God. All it takes is your faith. Mustard side seed of faith that God will do what he said he would do. Hallelujah. We're going to give you a few more minutes to call in. And those numbers, I'm going to repeat those numbers again. I've put them up, but I'm going to repeat them once again. And those numbers are 646-200-3074. Those numbers, once again, are 646-200-3074. You can call in with your prayer petition. We're going to give you a few more minutes to call in. Hallelujah. And if there's no prayer request at this time, then we're going to take you on over to our live digital praise and worship church experience. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, hallelujah, hymns of Zion.
I'm I was yesterday.
Oh, hey, now.
Hey, now. cry. The time to be born and the time to die. The time to kill, the time to heal, the time to tear it all down and the time to build. But right now I'm gonna laugh myself to life. Laugh to the fullest cause I'm feeling alright. And I'm not gonna cry tonight. But I'm gonna change my shoes and dance tonight.
Good times and the bad. If you're not